Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.
Ida Buttrose, hello.
Good morning.
There's been a rather disturbing, intriguing, call it what you will, email going around, and it was headed, well, the one that was sent to us, Ida Buttrose wants to talk to you about poo. So we thought...
It does get your attention, though, as a headline, doesn't it?
Well, we thought it might.
Yes.
We hoped it might. That's because I've become the patron of an organisation called the Jodie Lee Foundation, which is a bowel cancer foundation. And it was set up to honour a woman called Jodie Lee by her husband, Nick. Mm-hmm. And she died of bowel cancer when she was 41.
Gosh, so
like
young.
Many people with bowel cancer, she didn't have any symptoms. She had no idea that she had this horrible disease. Now, that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I mean, there are 80 people dying from bowel cancer every week in Australia. Now, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated, but fewer than 40% are, because people say they're too busy to take the free government screening test that we all get when we turn 50. Now, how can you be too busy to look after your own health? So people are dying unnecessarily from bowel cancer simply because they're hung up about checking their poo. And that's what this is all about.
Okay.
What is wrong with checking your poo?
Well, I didn't think I'd hear Ida Buttrose say that on a radio show that I was on, but I'm really glad I have.
I think mothers, women are probably better at this in many ways.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, we...
We wipe our baby's pooey bottoms for a couple of years.
I've done quite a bit of that too,
I think we're ahead of you blokes in the poo stakes.
Well, bowel cancer affects men and women equally.
Does it?
So there you go. There's no gender difference here.
I haven't got my kit yet. I've just got a few years to go. But what's in the kit and how long does the test take?
As long as it takes you to do poo.
Okay.
So
spend a few hours.
I understand guys like to go in there with a book or a magazine. So there's some sticks. You put the stick in the poo, take a sample, put it in a bag. You do it the same thing the next day, put it in a bag. You seal it all up, you send it off to the address on the kit. And if you've got anything to worry about, your doctor will ring you. And if you don't have anything to worry about, you won't hear from anyone.
There you go.
And the whole point of the test is that what it does, it detects invisible traces of blood. We can't see it with the naked eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a warning that you're at risk. Now, you may not be it. You may not. You might have some symptoms and it might not be bowel cancer. But one way or the other, you need to check. So if you have a history of bowel cancer in your family, you're over 50, you should ask your GP whether you should do the test. We actually think people should think about the test at 45.
Well, you see, there you go.
No, I'm into that. Yeah, I'm just into that range.
You are in that age range there. Tell us about the stats, and we can't hear these enough, I'm sure, Aisha, about where bowel cancer sits in terms of...
It's the second most common cancer killer in Australia, after prostate cancer in men and after breast cancer in women.
Yeah.
So it's very high. It doesn't have the sort of profile that a lot of the other cancers have, and yet... So many people are dying unnecessarily. And that's what, I mean, you just think, come on, guys, you've got to make time. Just make the time. It's not, we've talked about wiping babies' pooey bottoms. So we go take the dog for a walk. We whip out the doggy bag. We pick up the poo. We bin it.
Yep.
You know, we do all these other things. We just got to hang up about our own.
Yeah.
You know, you think, come on. It's you do it in the privacy of your own home. No one else is around. It's just you and your motion.
What was the model song, I Hear Motion?
Yeah,
sort of thing. You got it.
I just out of interest, you must get, the door must be knocked on a lot for your attention in all sorts of charities and all kinds of things. Why did you say yes to this one in particular? Why was it that resonated with you?
I had three brothers and I unfortunately only have two because my second brother, Will, he died from bowel cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And he did say to his GP, I don't think I'm well. And his GP said, no, you're fine. And he went back a couple of times. And it was only at my son's 30th birthday when I said to Will, gosh, you're looking trim, taut and terrific, that he went back again.
Mm-hmm.
And he insisted that he wasn't well. And this time the doctor did a test and he wasn't well indeed. Mm-hmm. He had bowel cancer, but he also had secondaries by this point in his lungs and his liver.
I'll tell you what, when you've
got secondaries, it's a cow of a thing to battle.
Yeah.
And he did battle it.
Now, James has sent us a text here, Aisha. He says, not my wife. She refuses point blank to do the test. So just let's imagine James's wife is listening to the radio right now. Have a word with her.
James's wife, I don't know your name, but you could be a candidate for bowel cancer. And I can tell you, my brother died at 62. And there was so much more he wanted to do with his life. And if he'd known that he could have, I mean, if he'd realised he had bowel cancer, he would have, of course, tested and gone back to the doctor and insisted, but he didn't know. And why put your life at risk? It's just a tick. And the new kit's very simple. It's very simple. You hardly have to touch anything. You can do this. Do it for your family and do it for yourself.
All right. Well done, Arthur.
Thank you very much, Dave.
There you go. That's not just for James's wife as well. That's for all of us.
Yep.
Okay. The JodieLeeFoundation.com.au. Mm-hmm. That's the website to go to. Of course, if you get your test in the mail, do the test, send it back, and get your peace of mind, as Ita has mentioned. What a great pleasure it is to have you in the studio,
yes,
Ita. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you come back again. We can talk about other things than poo, but you can always come back and talk about poo again if you want, just so you know.
You can decide. Love to come back.
We will roll out the brown carpet for you anytime.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
That's what it's been waiting for. Thanks, Ita Buttrose. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Wake up with Robbie and Wendy for breakfast.